The Lux Hour of Romance and Mystery. Lever Brothers Company, makers of Lux Toilet Soap, the complexion care that can give you refreshing new beauty, presents for your entertainment an hour of romance and mystery. The Lux Radio Theater will be with us again on September 8th, the Monday after Labor Day. During the month of June, we have been bringing you romantic love stories of today and yesterday, and also an absorbing drama of people who walk the great white way. It's an hour of exciting romance and thrilling mystery. It's yours, a complexion that's radiant with new freshness, new satin smoothness, softness. Yes, it's yours with the Skin Tonic Action of Lux Soap Care. You see, Skin Tonic Action actually stimulates moisture within your skin. And it's moisture within that makes your skin look really smooth, lastingly smooth. It's moisture within that brings sparkling freshness. Your skin must have natural moisture to look its loveliest. And that's just what Skin Tonic Action in Lux Care gives your skin. It makes even a dry complexion look softer, fresher, younger. That's proved by scientific fact. Yes, tests prove Skin Tonic Action can improve any normal skin, actually improve the skin from within. Day by day, you'll find your complexion looks smoother, and it stays smoother. Try Lux Soap Facials and see your skin bloom with quick new beauty. Remember, Lux Toilet Soap Care and the beautifying benefits of Skin Tonic Action are guaranteed by Lever Brothers Company. Romance, bringing you unforgettable stories of love and romance. Tonight, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap present James Street's unusual love story, I Am Not a Stranger.
A drizzling rain was falling, and I'd driven about a mile beyond the village before I realized that something was strange about the place. And so I turned back. All the other southern hamlets had looked alike. Town square, a Confederate monument, a post office cafe. But Lystra was somehow different. It was nearly dark as I drove into the town square. A girl was sitting bare-legged on a bench under a live oak that stood in the middle of the square. Just sitting there, with the rain blowing against her in a fine spray, as though there was nothing left in all the world except her and the rain and the joy of sitting there. She looked up at me and smiled as I got out of my car and walked toward her.
Hey, what do you do up in New York when it rains?
We get in out of the wet, those of us who are sane.
Then you don't know much, do you?
I don't know where the hotel here is. Perhaps
it's right over there. That's Mr. Culpepper on the porch.
Oh, yes, thanks. Say, there's no Confederate monument here.
Lystra doesn't need one.
Why not?
You'll find out if you stay here long.
Oh. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're Mr. Culpepper?
That's right, son.
I need a room for the night.
Most folks do. Tell me, son, what do you folks up north do when it rains?
What do you do here when it rains?
We just let it rain. Come along. Sign the registry. Here you are. Lauren W. McHale. You're Scotch, huh?
Probably, way back, I don't know.
What's the W for?
Winton. Isn't important.
We don't get many folks from New York.
I suppose not. Tell me, what time is dinner served? I mean supper.
6:30. But I wouldn't eat supper here if I was you, Lauren.
It's Larry. Why not?
Well, I'll tell you. I set the best dinner table in North Carolina. Been doing it for 43 years. Always the same price. $1. But stuff is so high now that to make out on $1 dinner, I have to scrimp on supper. So I don't brag about my supper.
Do you eat supper here?
Oh, my goodness, no. I generally eat up at the Morgan house. Miss Morgan sets the best supper table in North Carolina. A dollar. You see, she lays it on for supper, but she scrimps on dinner.
I see. Well, I think I'll take a look at my room.
Wait a minute. You ever been in a country hotel before?
Yes, I have, but...
Well, it ain't no use of climbing them stairs just to see your room. It's 18 by 14 feet with two windows. One is stuck. There's an inkwell and no ink in a Gideon Bible. The bathroom's down the hall and the tub drips.
Well, I'll still take it.
You have to. This is the only hotel in Lystra.
Tell me, Mr. Culpepper, Lystra's different from other southern towns I've seen. There's no Confederate monument here. Why is that?
This whole town is a monument, son.
What do you mean, the whole town?
You'll see. Later.
Hmm. Well, then, tell me this. Is that a custom here? To sit out in the rain like that girl?
It's her custom.
But why does she do it?
That's Leah Beth Morgan. I've known her all her life, and I never asked her why she sits out there. Maybe she just likes to sit under a tree and it raining.
She's a very beautiful girl.
She has her mother's looks and her daddy's soul. Her daddy's dead. Some folks say her daddy drank himself to death, but here in Leicester we know he was mommicked.
Mommicked?
That's what we call it when somebody just gets, well, destroyed.
I see.
Bernice did it. He married her, prettiest darling in the country. She didn't kill him exactly. She just wrung his spirit dry and he withered. She's a mommick, all right, but she still sets the best supper table in North Carolina.
Hey, what do we do if it rains, Mr. Carr?
We'll just let it rain. Honey, come over here and meet a friend of mine. This is Mr. McHale. Lauren W. McHale. The W is for Winton.
How do you do?
Calls himself Larry. He's from New York, and he aims to eat at your house.
We'll be glad to have you.
He's curious why we ain't got a Secesh monument.
I know.
I just happened to notice it. You see, I'm a history teacher up in New York, and I'm making a study of Southern folklore for my Ph.D. thesis.
You're a school teacher and never heard of Leicester?
Should I have? Is it famous for something besides beauty and hospitality?
Look, you two walk on up to Morgan House, and maybe Leah Beth will tell you about this town. I'll be along directly.
Don't sleep too supper, Mr. Carr. Come along, Larry.
You know, if I tell people back home I found a girl sitting out in the rain, they won't believe it.
The tree keeps me dry. Even in a heavy rain, only a sort of mist seeps through a live oak.
You do it for any particular reason?
You're so analytical. I like to sit in the rain, that's all. Don't you?
Well, I've never tried it, but when it rains, I usually want to keep dry.
That takes all the fun out of it. Like swimming in your clothes or sleeping with the windows down. I bet you even think the rainbow is just a spectrum instead of the hem of heaven's gown.
Well, isn't it?
Here in Leicester, we call it the hem of heaven's gown. We like it that way.
Yes, I think I do, too. Tell me about Leicester, Leah Beth.
Leicester is where none came back. All the young men volunteered and formed Leicester Company and joined the Confederate Army. They rode away one night, and none came back.
None?
Not one. They all were killed. So you see why we don't need a monument. Leicester itself is monument enough.
I never heard that story. Didn't a prisoner come back or some wounded man?
I tell you, they all were killed. They all rode away together one night and vanished. Every young man in town. They were mommies.
She made it sound as though it were yesterday. And I glanced up the street half expecting to see them tearing down the pike on white horses. They'd be laughing and singing and wearing yellow sashes. They always did in such stories. And then we turned a corner and before us stood Morgan House. The lawn spreading back to a white mansion. Columns. In the moonlight, magnolias.
Can you see Mother? There, on the porch.
The little lady with the white hair?
Yes.
She seems too gentle to be a mommick.
She isn't anymore. Come on, you'll meet her. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Leah Bear. Who'd you have with you?
Mother, this is Mr. McHale from New York.
How do you do, Mrs. Morgan?
What brings you to Lister, Mr. McHale?
Well, I'm on a tour, as it were, making a study of the South, particularly its myths and folklore. It's for my Ph.D. thesis.
I see. Who are you people, Mr. McKay?
Oh, Mother, do you really think you should ask of a stranger?
One's family is as important as oneself, Leah Baird.
Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you very much, Mrs. Morgan. My mother died when I was a baby, and I was raised by my father in Albany. My mother came from Watertown, Connecticut.
Here comes Mr. Carl. Your supper ready, Mother?
It isn't polite to interrupt a guest, Leah Baird.
That's all right. I mean, I really don't know very much about my family. I was named for my mother's father. He was a lawyer, I believe.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Culpepper.
Bernice here been digging up your past, Larry?
If one's proud of one's folks, there's no harm in telling about them.
Well, spare the bones, Bernice. Besides, I'm hungry.
Supper's ready any time. I'll take your arm, Mr. McKay.
We went into supper, and it was all Mr. Culpepper had promised. Fried chicken, new potatoes, butter beans, parsnips, apple bread, cider, dewberries, and marshmallows. While we ate, I glanced at Leah Beth from time to time. Her face was young and fresh. Her eyes were shining. She was lovely.
Have you had enough, Mr. McKay?
Oh, indeed I have, Mrs. Morgan, the finest supper I've had down here.
Leah Beth. Since Mr. McHale is interested in Southern history, why not show him the sword in the tree?
If he wants to see it.
Of course he wants to see it.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go sit on the porch for a while.
I'll come with you, Mr. Culpepper.
What's this sword in the tree, Leah Beth?
We have an old rose garden out back. It's at the end of it.
Shall we go see it, then?
Of course. Come along.
I have a feeling you don't much want to show me the sword, Leah Beth. Why is that?
I'll show it to you.
Yes, I know, but you're not very enthusiastic about it. Is it a personal reason?
All right, since you're so insistent, I'll tell you. I don't think you believe in anything.
What?
You're a professor. You believe in facts only, not truths.
Well, now I am confused.
Here's a tree, and there's a sword. See it.
The sword was old and rusted, but it seemed to gleam in the moonlight with a strange, eerie brightness. Leah Beth stared at it, too, a faraway look in her eyes. Instinctively, I took her hand in mine, and she left it there.
It was put there by one of those who rode away and never came back.
Do you care to tell me about it?
My aunt was living here. My great-great-aunt, really. She was 22, my age. They called her a maiden lady. The night they rode away, her lover came here to tell her goodbye. He came up that path yonder.
Was he riding a white horse?
Yes, a white horse. And he was wearing a yellow sash. The tree was just a sapling then, and he stuck his sword in it and told her that as long as his sword remained there, the honor of this house would be without blemish. The tree grew up around the sword, but there it is. Still there.
May I come back by daylight and see it?
If you want to.
Leah Beth.
Yes?
Please try not to think of me as just a professor.
All right. I'll try.
Morning, Mr. Culpepper.
Good morning, son. Sleep well?
Fine. I dreamed a lot, though.
That won't harm you. Leah Beth show you the sword last night?
Yes, and I'm going back this morning to look at it again.
Why?
Curiosity, I suppose. Tell me, what happened to the aunt, the maiden lady? Did she pine away?
Mm-hmm. That's right, son. Her baby lived on a few weeks.
Oh.
Uh-huh. We had a mighty fine rector here, so the story goes. He wasn't too good to fib a bit for the Lord. He said he married him, but there was no license record. Of course, records in them days were pretty skimpy. She waited and waited for him to come back, then punied and died of a broken heart.
Same old fable.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. I was just mumbling to myself. I'll be back for dinner.
Then be here at 12:30. We only serve once.
When I reached Morgan House, it was just as I'd expected. It wasn't the same by day. There were bare spots on the lawn, and the paint on the house was peeling. I went straight to the tree and examined the sword. Of course, I might have known it wasn't a sword at all. It was the blade of an old scythe. The story was quite clear to me now. A lost lover is the usual alibi for an old maid.
You came back early, didn't you?
Well, Leah Beth, it's just an old scythe.
Is it? We thought it was a sword.
Well, you can't be serious. Or are you making fun of me?
I'm perfectly serious.
But it's plainly a scythe. Obviously, some worker hung it over a branch of the tree and forgot about it. Tree grew around it, the handle rotted away, and there it is.
You're quite sure of that, aren't you?
Well, I don't know for certain how it got there, but anyone can see it's just a scythe.
You are a mummick, aren't you? Knowledge must be a wonderful thing. It must be fine to know the difference between a sword and a scythe. Between the bitter truth and the beautiful illusion. You're proud of that, aren't you?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Leah.
You mummick. I hate you.
No, Leah Beth. Don't say that.
Why not? You're so smug and pleased. It's a scythe, you say. Well, I say your knowledge is an evil, destructive thing.
But that's unreasonable.
Is it? Then you better go back to New York.
She stood there, her head thrown back, her eyes bright with anger. And she looked lovelier than ever. I knew then that I wanted this girl, that I had to have her. I watched her for a moment and then turned back to the tree and peered closely at the blade.
You've no understanding of anything at all, have you?
This is amazing, Leah Beth.
What's amazing?
This is the first curved Highland broadsword I ever saw. Some might... might erroneously call it a claymore, but it certainly isn't.
Larry?
No, it's a curved Highland broadsword, and you can take my word for it.
Oh, Larry, you are sweet. You're a gentleman and a darling.
Not a mommick?
Kiss me, Larry. Please.
Have enough to eat, son?
Oh, I certainly have, Mr. Culpepper.
Those June apples, take one.
I couldn't eat another bite, thanks.
Here, then take a handful of hickory nuts, and we'll go set on porch.
I won't be able to get there if I do.
Come along. Well, what do you think of Lystra, son?
I'm getting used to it, but it's different from anything I've ever known.
Do you like it?
I'm entranced by it. May never get my senses back.
Maybe you will.
Well, I saw that broadsword in the tree up at Morgan House.
Mm-hmm. Say, it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just let it rain.
For a northerner, you catch on pretty fast, son.
Girls, are you planning your summer wardrobe for a glorious vacation? That means pretty play clothes, dancing frocks, lovely bare-shoulder fashions that call for all-over loveliness, and call for shoulders and arms that are just as luxe-smooth as your complexion. So do as Hollywood stars do. Let fragrant white Luxe toilet soap make your daily bath a real beauty treatment. You know, Luxe Care has skin tonic action that makes your arms and shoulders really lovelier. Skin Tonic Action brings your skin new satin smoothness, the softer beauty that brings compliments your way.
Yes, make your daily bath a real beauty bath with Lux. The big bath size Lux gives such luxurious, abundant lather. It's no wonder Hollywood stars say a creamy, rich Lux bath is the quickest beauty pickup ever.
The delightful fragrance of Lux gives your spirits a lift, too. And this expensive perfume really clings, makes you sure of daintiness, makes you confident of skin that's flower fresh.
Try Hollywood's way to all-over loveliness. Get the big bath-size Lux tomorrow. Remember, 9 out of 10 screen stars are Lux girls. And now for the second act of I Am Not a Stranger, as we return to romance.
The rain started gently, and I left Mr. Culpepper and walked out into it without my hat. Across the square, Leah Beth was under the live oak. I joined her and sat down. No word was spoken. The shower brushed the tree and sprayed us with a fine, warm mist. I felt for her hand, and we sat there until the late sun drove the rain away and the rainbow whipped across the sky.
Look, Larry. The rainbow.
It's the hem of heaven's gone.
You are a darling. Here. Here, Larry.
Leah Beth, I love you.
Larry, stay in Leicester a while, and if you still think you love me, then I'm yours.
You can never doubt that I love you. I'll even come after you on a white horse if you want it that way.
You're in a yellow sack?
No, I draw the line on that.
Well, I won't insist. Not just yet, anyway.
It's curious. You always seem to hint that I'm going to fall even more under the spell of Leicester than I already have.
No, it isn't that exactly. But be patient, Larry. Wait a little. You'll see.
I was a bit confused, but even so, the weeks that followed were an idyll. At last, I could withstand it no more, and I asked Leah Beth to marry me.
Of course I will, Larry. In fact, I was beginning to worry a little.
Oh, darling. Look, I'll get a job here. I won't ask you to go north with me.
I believe it's customary for the woman to go with a man. But what will your folks say if you come back with a provincial girl who sits bare-legged in the rain?
Well, it wouldn't matter. Anyway, I have no family except my father. We seldom see each other.
Did you quarrel with him?
Oh, no, we get along fine. It's just that we live in different cities, I suppose. We're both busy.
Tell me about your work.
Well, I wish I could do my thesis on Leicester, for one thing.
That'd be fun. Maybe I could help.
I'd like to explore the legends of Leicester. No monument, none came back, the sword in the tree. It's exactly what I need.
Well, why don't you?
Don't you see? I might hurt the people here. They may not like me anymore.
Oh, why, you conceited, darling. Leicester doesn't care what a Yankee PhD says.
Oh.
You and all the others, you'll never learn that, will you? You'll never understand that Leicester and all her poor little southern sisters don't prize your ideas as highly as you do.
All right, then, I'll do it. I have my thesis. I'll write about the fables and then explain the facts.
Have you got the facts, Larry?
Well, I can get them quickly enough. Even if I can't find the name of the worker who left the side in the tree, for example, I can furnish enough evidence to explode that myth.
Is that so? Well, no, I do declare. Well,
certainly. Look, you can start helping me right now. Tell me, what was the name of your great-great-aunt, the maiden lady?
Leah Beth.
And I'm not cheating now. You must tell me the truth, darling.
Her name was Leah Beth.
Very well. And the man's name, her lover? Now, you're smiling now. Now, don't try to tell me his name was McHale.
His name wasn't McHale. It was Winton.
What?
His name was Lauren Winton.
Hmm. Did he spell Lauren with an A or an O?
With an A.
It's usually spelled with an O.
Perhaps.
You know, my name is spelled with an A, don't you?
Yes.
No wonder everyone looked at me so strangely when I first came here. A rare coincidence.
We didn't look strangely at you. That's your imagination. We understand coincidence.
Yes, but coincidence can play the devil with research.
Darling, don't look so serious.
But I am serious. This thing's gone far enough, Leah Beth. I've either got to destroy this myth and be a momic, or prove it's true. It's as simple as that.
The truth is always simple, Larry. You just won't believe it when it happens.
But I've got to know, even at the risk of destroying everything. Leah Beth, I'm going away for a few days. I have to, but I'll be back soon.
All right, Larry. I'll wait. I'll be here.
The next afternoon, I walked into my father's office. He seemed a bit apprehensive at first, but when I told him what I'd been doing in the South, he was as cheerful as ever.
Well, that's fine, Larry. That's just fine.
Oh, I also wanted to tell you that I'm going to marry a girl down there.
You came all the way to Albany to tell me that?
No, not exactly.
Well, what kind of a girl is she?
She sits bare-legged in the rain.
Good for her. She should be up here. It's going to rain any minute.
Well, let it rain.
What'd you say?
I said, just let it rain.
Well, that's funny. I haven't heard that expression in a long time. Your mother used to say it.
She did? Hey, look, Dad, some of the people down there go in pretty heavy for family stuff. You know. Now, I was named for Mother's father, wasn't I?
That's right. Lauren Winton. Lawyer in Watertown, born, bred, and died there. And a mighty fine citizen, son, in case those North Carolinians get any ideas.
And next question, where did he get his name?
Why, your great-grandfather was also Lauren Winton. We never knew much about him, though. He was sort of a legend in the family.
In what way?
I don't know, but he was a strange man and kept to himself. He came to Watertown during the Civil War, and some said he was a Confederate deserter.
I see. What else do you know about him?
That's all. But I used to tease your mother and say he was a horse thief. They say he was poor as Job's turkey when he arrived, but he had a fine white horse. What's the matter, son? You feel all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Dad. It's just that I'm tired from the trip, I suppose. I'll be going now.
Well, I'm glad you came up. It's been a long time.
I'll write soon, Dad.
Good. I'd like to see a girl sometime.
You shall. I promise. Bye.
Goodbye, son.
I hurried back to my beloved Leah Beth. I wanted to pull the sword out of the tree, tell her that her family's honor was redeemed. Such sentiment is a lover's privilege.
How is your father, Larry?
Oh, he's fine. How did you know I'd seen him?
Where else would you have gone for your facts, as you call them?
Well, you're right, of course. And you know that Lauren Winton has come back for Leah Beth.
Oh, yes, my darling. I've known for a long time.
I've been a bit slow, I suppose. But I know something else now, too.
Yes?
You must never tell anyone. You see, the whole fabric of the myth would fall apart then. Lystra could no longer be the place where none came back. It would be just like any other southern town. They might even cut down our live oak in the square to erect a Confederate monument.
Oh, Larry. Larry. Now you do know. Now you understand everything.
Mm-hmm. Let the scythe be a sword, I say. When it rains, let it rain.
You're no mummick.
Pop, another stocking run. Do you often get runs in your stockings? Then think about the way you're washing them. Don't let gritty granules wear out your stockings in the wash.
Just rub your fingers over a granulated detergent. Feel how gritty those granules are. You'll see how undissolved gritty granules can ruin sheer stockings. But gentle Lux Flakes is safe. So soft, so smooth, so sheer. Lux Flakes contains no gritty granules. And each gentle washing in pure Lux Flakes has a special action that keeps nylon threads strong as new, washing after washing. Yes, safe Lux Flakes care gives you double stocking wear. It's like getting an extra pair with every pair you buy. In fact, over 90% of stocking manufacturers advise safe Lux Flakes. Get Lux Flakes today. Remember, safe Lux Flakes is guaranteed by Lever Brothers Company. Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard I Am Not a Stranger by James Street, specially adapted for Romance by John Meston, starring Harry Bartell with Georgia Ellis. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear, Irene Tedrow, and Ted Von Eltz. Musical supervision is by Earl Towner. The Lux Radio Theater will return to the air September 8th, the Monday after Labor Day. Meanwhile, we will continue in just a moment with Broadway's My Beat and the story of a man who bets against violence and loses. But first, a brief pause for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.